This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still love to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh my God. Sorry to come in so hot, but when you got it, you got it. And when you have a stunting beauty like this goddess, you're on fire. You're hot. Your pussy is scorching. It's a fire hazard. It's not allowed in the Angeles National Forest because we have the one and only sickening Moni Cart.
Hi. Hello. I've heard all those many descriptions about my vagina. It sounds like I might have like, what do you call it? An STI? Your you pussy is burning that bad, girl. Gotta go get this pussy checked out. This pussy might need a shot of penicillin or something.
That's very funny to me to be like, oh, trust me, honey, my pussy is burning literally and figuratively. I'm
you know
itchy.
What I mean? If you think about it, somebody says, bitch, this pussy is burning. It really don't sound like a good time.
It doesn't sound all that good after all. No. It might be a problem. Might be a national hazard.
It could
hazard.
Be, girl. That's why it's a national hazard.
It could be. But guess what? Guess what? Natural disasters are very in right now. It's very the moment.
According to who? Drag Race UK?
Oh, she said what she said. Monique, man, thank you so much for coming back on our little pod. We love you. We've been watching what you're doing in your career. I am so gagged at the walk-in. It is so fun.
Oh, thank you. It has been a very beautiful like manifestation. And Amazon Music is great. Studio 71 is great. The whole idea, we thank Ariel for being a part of the team and dreaming it up. There's another young lady that works with her that I can't remember her name. Mm-hmm. But we thank her too. She was like a little, like, I think blondish, dirty blonde girl. She was cute. But I get to meet all of these fabulous celebrities like Lil Nas X. And
I don't want to
give all of them away, but okay. I mean, we can just start with him. I met a fabulous country, Western country group called Midland.
I saw that one.
Oof, girl. And that lead singer, girl.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Was he the underwear model? What's the story on the underwear model?
We were trying to see it, but I saw the protrusion, girl. That's the thing about country straight men. They like to wear tight jeans.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
See all of this damn bulge. Like, and it's one thing when you see the bulge, but when you can see the head, you'd be like, oh, God gave him dick.
Girl. You are wrecking me. I think your pussy fire is catching.
I don't want none of this. We might have to find a new term, girl. This pussy fire does not sound...
Brush fire.
Brush fire. Oh, that sounds like you didn't shave your coochie.
It does. It does. We don't want those bumps. We don't want that. That's not helpful.
Not bumps, girl. You're supposed to get it waxed.
Okay, I haven't done any of that, but I've always wanted an
ass haircut.
You would be a
hairy little somebody,
girl.
I would put that on TikTok. You would go viral.
Thank you. I do want an ass haircut. I want an unerotic pube taint haircut, and I need someone to give that service to me. I want that. Like,
oh, I feel like there's some like lady in like WeHo named Elga. Thank you so much. who can probably like fulfill that. You said unerotic. I love that.
Unerotic. I mean, you know, maybe I might change my mind, but you know, I want them to do a good job. I don't want them to get distracted. I want you to stay on task.
So you're just gonna put yourself out there like that? I don't want you to get distressed. They gotta be a woman named Helga. Okay?
You need Helga, Eusebia, something that won't, Stavrula.
If you get a Samantha girl, she might tempt
No, Ashley, no thanks. No. Never mind. I'm good.
You never know, girl. Sometimes we've seen them do the deed, and they you be like, she is eating ass and balls. Oh my god. I'd be like,
love a gobbler. Love a gobbler. Can I? Well, first of all, I love that show. I love how good you are at talking to anybody. It is such a good show for you. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I used my most stunning mask yesterday.
Your skin does look flawless.
It looks good, right? I'm not trying to brag, but I'm trying to brag on you. I feel tight, right, dewy.
Yes. Those are all the things.
I can't wait to use my other ones.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I just got some more in the mail. They literally came today. And now I can like finally go live and be like, hi guys. This is what it looks like. Blase. Yeah,
I love them. They're so much better than the other masks I've used, I have to say.
Oh, great. Then I really appreciate that. We did work really, really hard.
You can tell. Look,
when you are making things predominantly, like we start with a queer mind, right? For the queer folks. Mm-hmm. And then we think about everyone else. Mm-hmm. And as a queer individual, we want our skin to be flawless, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then for everyone else, they want flawless skin too. So we just want y'all to look what? Channel the inner Mo beauty that's inside of you. Okay. Channel that Mo. Very bad.
Channel that Mo. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to try these other masks. They are just perfect. You feel the product. You can tell you didn't skimp on anything.
Girl surely didn't because she is juicy. Okay. We have a new one coming out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We have a new one coming out. One that is a little bit more. I don't know.
I don't know what she said, but I know that I won it.
Okay. Yeah.
That part. So we're back in. We're in this episode. Are you enjoying UK season 3, love?
Wait a minute, let me get my episodes correct because I did watch Canada Drag Race as well. See,
I didn't see Canada's Drag Race yet, but I...
Okay, let's just stay focused. Okay,
we'll stay focused.
UK...
Yeah, we had our big drag energy, we had our boy, our girl groups.
Here we go. Now, first of all, the doll thought Miss Macaulay Culkin, girl, she thought she was being cute. Miss Macaulay Culkin, girl.
Mrs. McAllister.
Girl,
she thought she was home alone. She thought she was home.
She thought she was home alone.
But guess what? She's the sticky bandit because she stuck right to the bottom.
Baby, first of all, now here you go. I was real nervous when RuPaul says, they're going to take the B squad or whatever. So it's going to be like a ballad. Uh-huh. You're like, you're going to do a ballad on Drag Race? Ballads are not even done in drag shows anymore unless you are over 45. Okay. Like, no one is doing a ballad. You know, the show director will come to you and say, oh, sis, change this because you're going to slow the tempo down. We need the, you know, high energy. High energy brings money. Everybody can do a ballad.
I was going to ask you because you have done mid-tempo. Like, you did a great job on Super Queen, which was not a ballad, but it was slower.
I hated that. Don't trigger me.
I'm trying to not trigger you. Okay. What I'm going to say is you figured out how to make it work. I thought you did it.
Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about brunch. Let's talk about brunch. What I have done is played a mid-tempo and a ballad and a brunch. It does take skill and it does, but I feel that, what is it, the DGE?
Oh, the BDE?
The BDE. I felt like that was a little slower than when she was, whatever that Super Queen foolishness, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like we can just go straight to it. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Because the best part about the pop group was Krista Fasacci and then the other, who's the one who was?
Miss Kitty Scott Claus.
Her. Like, those were the best two, right? But the whole group of the underdog, Miss Piggy Mix, baby, was so good, baby. It was.
Yeah.
Now, here you go. The looks, were not giving me, like, mm-hmm. Who's the black girl?
Miss Vanity Milan.
What's up with this wig? Uh-huh. Okay, this is very season 3 of Drag Race, and the Marcel wig went out when I was on Drag Race. Okay, no one's doing that no more. No shade.
We understand. Some suspicious wigs.
Suspicious is the word, girl.
Yeah.
And we want the black girls to win. You know what I also thank God for? God, because I was like, if she's in the bottom again, she's getting chopped. No, sister girl said, I'm coming through. Now, personally, this is not me being biased.
Right.
To me, I felt like she had some of the best personality out of the group. Like, she stood not only because of her melanness, her melanatedness, and that bright-ass Ronald McDonald wig. But, like, I kept looking for her, especially on the, baby, that was so good!
That was really good. I was surprised.
They slayed.
They really did.
I also feel that this song will chart. You know what I mean? I feel like it's not a bing bang bong, but it's right up under it. Okay, maybe like third or fourth. But she is.
So you think the ballad's gonna do better than the
pop? Hell yeah!
Yeah. It was very Boys to Men, very To Become One. It was that song that you're like, this is a slow pop song I'm gonna like. I like this.
What's that? What's the Spice Girls song where it's like kind of slow and they really make it and dun and dun and dun? Too much.
Is that enough? Too much.
Yes, it's very that tea.
It's very, I like that snaps. You can still snap to it. You can still pop your booty. How'd you feel about Miss Veronica Green going home? Miss Veronica, she went home.
Is that the girl was like a dead caterpillar or something, like a butterfly?
She was a dead caterpillar.
Girl, I have feelings. Okay, now here you go. Uh-huh. Before she put her little Twitter statement out there talking about the, you know, the money and her mental state and all of this other stuff as why she was not put. Well, let me move away from the window because the little. Let me start it again for the edit. So before she put out this whole letter talking about on Twitter about, oh, she wasn't ready for the money and the finance and this, that, and the third. Sis, you didn't go home in an outfit that you brought. You went home in the outfit that you made. So let's not give stunts and shows and talk about mental health and space. Mm-hmm. And because here you go. The reality is, whether you have money or not, you still supposed to have a point of view and a reference. When she came in, we didn't know she had money. We just knew that her skin and the dress didn't match. But we didn't know that she didn't have money. It didn't. But we didn't know that she didn't have money. You know what I mean? Now, here you go.
And you've gone home in something you've made. And I'm gonna say, you know, you didn't make a pomp and circumstance. You said, yup, that's what happened.
Well, the black girls can't do that. Okay, the black girl, we can't do that. We don't get to do that. We don't get to do that. So anyway, like the yellow dress moment, she allegedly made that, which I didn't even feel like it was that bad. I felt like she needed more tool. And the hair was wrong. The hair was bad. Okay. The bang should have been cut.
I was fine with it, but I know
it was flat and like she just pulled it out of a quarter. Yeah.
Damn.
Bro.
Yeah.
But here you go. Like, so don't tell us like, oh, you didn't. Don't do that. Because once again, you didn't go home in something that you brought. You went home.
Right.
And, you know, and the week before that, the judges lived in what she brought. Like she was bringing it, you know. So let's not go, don't do that.
Don't do that. It sucks. You know, you came back. She probably had less time to prepare her looks, but
here you go. And we're going to take it. Like, here you go. The reality is you accept the phone call whenever you get the phone call, right?
Right.
So whether it is the middle of a pandemic, after the pandemic, pre-pandemic, or post, you take the phone call because it is something that you desire to do. You feel you have the skill set and all of the talent and everything else that it takes to win. You decided to go, right?
Yeah.
When you go, you compete. Some days you slay, some days you Shantae, but either way, you still chose to go on that show and represent. The reality was she bit off more than she could chew. It looked just like she got it. You know, there was no real creativity. And then the story about her being some cat, like, girl, I just felt like it was stunts and shows. It didn't feel authentic. And it, I mean, here you go. RuPaul is 60 something years old. Uh-huh. Michelle is like in her early 30s. We're going to be nice. Okay. We're going to be
okay.
nice.
The early 30s.
She's in her early 30s. And Graham and the rest of them hoes, like, you not finna get up here and sell us a story. That
right. We've done story time. We've heard some stories. They've heard every story that's done, been done. Yeah.
Like, reality television starting in Scotland, if I'm not mistaken, or in the UK. So you're not going to hit us with a story that, no, man.
Right.
You're not going to do that.
And no matter what you do, you know, no matter what you do in art, we're all creative people. It's all, success is opportunity meeting talent. And
facts.
Sometimes the opportunity just, you can't choose when the opportunity comes. You just got to go. Sometimes you go and you trip. It's fine. It happens.
And the performance was like, her lip sync was not.
Yeah.
At all. I was like, who? You're ripping the dress? Now, here you go. I did it too. I did
yes.
rip off.
Well, you were a mermaid.
No, not during that part. When
another
I lip
one?
When I did my lip sync against Latrice.
Right.
I had all these little like fringe things that it was supposed to be like a kind of strip burlesque moment to reveal the final costume. That was the final costume.
That was very on purpose. That
yeah.
was clearly on purpose. Yeah, it was different. She was cocooned up like a butterfly at the season 10 finale. You know about that.
I also feel like going on Drag Race, this is UK, their third season, and Drag Race is about mm-hmm. to go into their 14th, 15th. We should know our silhouettes at this point. Now, mm-hmm. here you go. The dress might not be refined, but mm-hmm. we should be able to look at it and go, yes, mama.
Yeah.
No one was given that for that look.
Yeah.
Like, you should have gave us pride. The makeup was slightly beautiful, but the lace front was bad.
It was poking and popping out like a tuck. It was doing its own
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, so she's home. But
anyways,
we pray for her and her good mental health
yeah,
and everything. We want her to be good.
We want her to be good, and she will be. She will be.
She has
the concept. Just sometimes the execution was shaky here and there.
Yeah, girl.
But I love the cast. The cast is throwing shade. Vanity saying River and Chorisa. I think y'all should have lip sync. Scarlett's
Which
Bowdy
one is
Bowdy.
Vanity again?
Vanity is our black queen of color.
Vanity.
Yes.
And she said that who should have lip synced?
She's like, hey, Chorisa and River, I would have loved to have seen y'all lip sync. So.
Chorisa was not about to lip sync. Her
yeah,
look
no.
was cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a piece of fabric. Mm-hmm. But here you go. RuPaul tells the dolls all the time, if you can't sew a tube dress. That
yeah.
was what? A tube dress with a ruffle bottom and a
yep.
cinched waist. Bitch,
yep.
it was clean. It was crispy. You can't come for it. So
yeah. And
so
she's
sorry.
Funny. She gives personality. Give personality.
And that story, bitch, was hysterical.
You better weave. You better weave. If you can't weave a dress, you better weave a story. It's
baby,
that simple.
Baby.
That part.
And I was mad at Miss Vanity. She got up on television and lied, calling that dress African. Who?
Oh.
I wish all African people would have said, this is not a my, who? With these unfinished edges and because you had an orange bottom, it's African? Who? She would have been better off saying
Wakanda for never. Is that what you're saying?
It would Wakanda's not real. So that you know what I mean? She could have been like, it's Wakanda. Exactly. We would have been like,
yeah.
okay, cute. But to say African.
Right. It was you could
who?
Hear Nex and Ghana snapping back going, who?
Oh.
Who said that? Who
Girl,
said
the,
that?
The giraffes. Okay, we're saying what?
Yeah.
The crocodile, the chimpanzee, okay?
The circle
the
of
owl,
life went
the rattlesnake, girl. They said, what? The lion. Mufasa said, who?
Rafiki said, hold up.
Take my earrings.
Hold up.
Iago said, what?
Even
Tony
Iago.
The Tiger said, where?
Fuck. Okay, we're gonna come right back and talk more about the choosing of the girls right after this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp
allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break. Mo, we're back.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. And we got team captains. I think it's genius television when they're like the girl who survived and the girl who won are the team captains. That's good TV. That's good. Mm-hmm. And we got to choose our teams. Who would you have chosen?
No, wait a minute. Let me just make sure that we are up to brass. We are talking about this current episode, the third one, correct? Or is this still last week?
No. We're talking about this current big drag energy one. Moving on. Because we got Scarlett choosing Kitty, Charity, and Crystal. And Benny choosing...
To me, I was like, she just chose all the white girls.
Girl, it happens.
You know, Miss Macaulay Culkin again. Episode one, who had no lips. No lips. Girl, she was wearing nude lipstick that was her same foundation shade. I said, who did what? Okay, yeah. Cute. And the girls are really like gagging. Like the Eleganza has been, never mind. I'm not trying to hate, but I feel like white people get, you know, if you got a square jaw and good teeth, then they're like, you are an Adonis. Anyway.
Right. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again. The trade conversation is so white centric, and we're sleeping on Vanity for one, who's a gorgeous, gorgeous.
She's a beautiful black man. Yep. She is a beautiful black man. But if you are stuck in steep and in saturated in white supremacy and white Eurocentric beauty standards, you won't see it because it's not a hard square, tiny nose jaw.
That part.
I really do want to say this about my sister. I feel like her confessional looks are better than her drag.
Ooh. That
at least what
sometimes.
She's breathing. It is really true. Like the confession, I'm like, oh, you think this bitch got fashion? You know, she's gonna do. And then she get on the runway and be like, sis.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love her.
I do adore her. She's awesome. She's amazing. Her talent wins out.
At times. Maybe we need to do a tour together so I can get the other half of what the show is not showing.
You know,
but she's cute.
She's really, and she'll probably see herself on TV and be like, damn, now I see what I could have refined.
Right. You know? Very, very that.
Choriza gets picked last, and then someone says, I just didn't pick you because I needed a pretty girl. And then she says, wow, you didn't pick me and you called me ugly. Work.
Right. I mean, but leave it to the white girls. And we didn't see not one comment section on Twitter say nothing about that. I didn't, bitch. The white folks on Twitter was asleep. Okay, cute.
Well, you know, there's a lot of white queens in this cast too. A lot of white
queens. Well, girl, here you go. It's not given. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away, but second season, I mean, season two was such a hardcore season. Like, it was just, they really turned it, and they turned it in the middle of a pandemic. Like, Miss Bimini, Miss Taste, Miss Ahura, even Miss Lexis Chaney. Like, baby, who's the other fourth one?
Wait. We got Miss Ellie Diamond. We got
Ellie. That's the one we forgot.
She's amazing.
I just felt like I don't know. I'm just not.
you're worried. Well, you know.
Here you go. I feel like the drag. Like, I don't feel like any look queens have really come out of this, except for Miss Charity Case, who is slaying the house.
Miss Charity and Crystal, or they're kind of.
Who is Crystal? Crystal.
She's our tiny, teeny fashion bitch. You know.
It's clean. It's done well.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they're the story of the season. I've called it Beauty and the Beast. I think that's the story we're building in the season now with, unfortunately, Miss Victoria gone, which sucks that she, you know, took herself out.
Here you go. I do agree. I'm very much with Michelle. I feel like Crystal is hot. The bitch will work forever in a day, right?
Yeah.
This is taking nothing away from her.
At 19.
But I do want more. Because here you go. And this is no shade and people can get mad. When we look at Miss Hallie, or is it Chloe? Who's the one who went solo?
Chloe.
When we look at her, right? She did her little VMA or whatever that performance. And you see her and you go, Beyonce.
Right. You see it.
I feel like when you look at Miss Crystal, you just go, she, no shade. You see a younger Aquaria or a younger, and you're like, girl, they were the standard, but you're supposed to be like pushing it. And I feel like I want her to push it a little bit more. Like, we know titties, we know a small waist, we know a silhouette. Okay. Like, when it comes to small waist, Violet, she carried that one. So sorry. Like, do something else. You got it. But here you go. I feel like what Crystal probably will do after a year off of Drag Race, that's the shit that I think we're wanting to see on Drag Race.
Right.
Because she's so young. Because it's like, baby, the world literally is your playground. So give us something that we have not seen. So can she do it? Yeah. Is she like, like, all the boxes are checked, but I'm not wild.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has some growing to do. Just like earlier in the season when she didn't understand the difference between being mean and funny. You know, that's a very normal thing at a young age to be like, oh, I was mean. And I was like, yeah, you were mean.
The girls handled it with grace, too. Like, I felt who's the girl that went home because of her legs?
Miss Victoria.
I felt like she handled it well. I think it was an educational moment.
Yeah.
Now, here you go. I really kind of hate it. Now, I'm not going to take it away from him because he has said it repeatedly that he has body dysmorphia and body issues. So, it felt when he said it like, oh, I'm sorry for calling you fat, you know, as a skinny person. That it felt very, but because he keeps talking about like he feels so insecure about it, now it feels a little bit more authentic instead of it just being like, oh, I feel bad because I'm skinny, so I'm sorry that I called you fat. Because that's what it kind of felt like when he first said it.
The timing was suspicious.
Timing, girl, and that's all about comedy. It's all about timing.
That part. Wasn't right for this, like,
can we
this
talk
or
about
that?
Who's her name? She's the true trade of the season.
He looks like a
Disney prince.
Are we talking about Elle of a Day? Talking about River Medway.
She is a Disney prince, the house down girl.
She is, but her looks when she gets in drag.
Baby, here you go. No shade. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I recently went to the UK when we did Noir and hanging out with the UK girls, and they were just telling you, like, the girls who work on a regular basis, not saying, not taking anything away from Miss Ella Day, I don't know how long she's been doing drag, but the girls who work shows on a regular basis in the UK, and when I was in Manchester and in London, they said that because of the success of Drag Race UK, that all of these baby queens are coming out of the woodwork, quitting their day job just so they can be like the little shot girl in drag at the bar, hoping to like get their big break. So to me, because when I look at the drag, I'm like, are you just a cute boy who was like slightly effeminate? You were in theater and then you just put on drag? Because here you go, to not to take anything away from him, but we have seen people in Hollywood do that. We've seen rappers do that. We've seen, it's just what happens. Like, you put on a wig and a dress and now all of a sudden you're a star. You know what I mean?
Right.
So because when I look at him, I go, outside of your musical theater background, your drag tells me nothing about you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's mess. It's a mess right now.
It's very drag brunch.
It really is.
It is.
He's, and I don't think they've had to like super refine it, because people have been like, work, you're cute, we like it, go
and
for it.
And that's the other thing, like, when you are cute, right, now he doesn't have a square jaw, but when you're cute, he looks like a Disney prince. He looks like a combination of Gaston and Eric put together, right?
That, I just, all of that.
You know, because they're like, oh, you're in this dress, da-da-da-da-da, but we just really want to see you out of it and be naked and objectify him and da-da-da-da-da. And no, that. Here you go. I just feel like, you're on Drag Race. You saw what the girls turned and turned out looks. You should be doing the same. Like, here you go. Ellie Diamond is a very camp, refined, big personality queen. Were her looks like ultra fashion? No, but they were very, very like to the max executed.
Right. Candyland, very like, big.
He either needs to push it all the way or like, figure out.
It's like just, Cameron Michaels, you know.
Cameron
it's like,
Michaels knows her aesthetic. That bitch, exactly. she is a big dude, and she pads the house down. You know what I mean?
But she has capes, shoulder pieces, all of that.
She does, but like Cameron is a showgirl mixed with a combination of like her sci-fi video games that you know, like she loves to incorporate, like she's a goddess from like World of Warcraft or something. Like, you get Cameron when you see her. You just see her, this, I'm not going to say that, I would tell you how I really feel off the air, but it's that I'll say it like this. When Ella reminds me of a queen that we not too long ago just looked at, like all of the boxes are checked, but it just very bad.
I hear you.
Like, the boxes are checked. Is she doing drag? Yes. One, lashes on. Hair.
Yes.
Big hair. Makeup.
Yes.
Boom. Done. But you're like, who are you? At least with Crystal, I want more from her. But bitch, you know, the bitch is done. Her mug is right. She's giving you high whore drag. She's giving you fashion. She's going to break her body trying to give them up.
She's,
you know what I mean? Like, you
dusted,
know what?
Dusted, sparkling. Boom. Looks like a cartoon. Yeah.
I mean, even now, here you go. Let's give Miss Crystal some props. That is the only girl who I truly feel, when it comes to on the runway, I don't know if they're giving everybody that RuPaul glaze filter, but she's the only one that when the light hits her in her little T-zone areas where you highlight, she is like filtered.
Yes.
And I'm like, bitch, is that a shimmery highlight? Like, what are you doing?
And it's almost too much, but it's not. You're like, whoa.
That part, I'm like, bitch, they must be filtering the girls down. But then you look at some of the other girls and you're like, you ain't got
it. No, they're not. They're not filtering. They shady, girl.
okay, here you go.
Yes,
Miss
okay.
Kitty.
Talk to me. Yes, okay. We talking in? Because I can share my screen, too. Or, oh, wait, I don't think I do want to say is Steps walked in. Didn't know who Steps was. I knew what they were.
I was confused.
I knew of them, but I didn't know who they were.
Baby, let's go to the little cute Asian one who looks like Manila Luzon.
Miss River?
Miss River Medway. Him so much.
Me
or
too.
Them so much. I love them. Like,
adorable.
Adorable. A young Manila Luzon in the works, fashion goddess, like in the works. Like, you can just tell she just needs some cointadas and a little direction, and the bitch will be boom, right? Totally. I love her. I just think that she's great. I feel like she's a true representation of, you don't need to have like thousands of dollars to turn a look and for us to get your references. You know what I mean?
Totally. The month, her right.
Her little gnome, she was the little statue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Baby, that was brilliant. That is so iconic. And that will live on forever. Laughing,
if you got Rue laughing, you're good.
So solid.
Yeah, solid. You're in. She snatched it. Steps, happy for them. I love the moment when she also was like, I'm femme.
That's what
and
you
then,
did for me.
That's what you did for me. So funny to be like, okay, well, you're that queen for me. You, sparkly, twinkly toes, you. And he was like, work. Yeah, I love that. I mean,
so is he the only queer one out of the group?
I don't know, honestly.
Because the other dance coach, girl, he was looking at the dolls like, y'all lucky this check cleared and I needed something to do because he was bored. He was bored.
And then he was like us girl, at a golf game. Like,
yes, girl. Like, what I'm is bored. Going on? He just looked confused the whole time, girl. I think they used the same footage for both.
You know, he was just like counting in his head. He's like, okay, I got paid $3,000 for being here. So that's about a couple hundred an hour. Okay, right. I can do this. I can do this.
Right, right.
We got our choreo and our singing segment. We get those. We don't need to talk about that, you know? The only thing I thought was funny was Ella saying, like, no one's trying to take the lead. Like, do you feel that way? Like, when you did the dance choreo moment on All Stars 4?
Really, I do get that. Like, you really, no. Well, wait a minute. I think on All Stars 4, we had a choreographer.
Oh, right. When y'all they did had the one to with make Miss their choreography. Stacey Lane.
I will say that, like, you just watching the show, you don't want to be that person. It's like, they gave us this choreography and that's why it was bad. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you are a dancer, then you should know step touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, here you go. Actually, no, we did have to choreograph for that one song where it was Everybody Say Love.
Yeah, that's what I was... Okay, yeah, that's the one. Where they pulled stunts and they put you in the bottom for
now,
no reason. For no reason.
The choreography, truthfully, was not hard.
Right.
Like, when we go back and look at it, like, Naomi is not a dancer. The choreography was truthfully, like, love our little sister. She just don't know her two left... She got two left feet. That's all it is.
Right. But they edited it to not show any of that. They showed they just showed her talking about her giant cock, and we were like, work!
Right, you know what I mean? No, I mean, not Nate. Well, she kind of does. No, Naomi has a left foot, right foot, but Pheromone, she has two left feet.
Oh, Miss Farrah. God, that's such a good episode, though. That was a really fun episode. That was the one where you came to her. You were, I love that you stood up for Farrah when she was just getting bullied. I loved that so much. When you're just in the workroom going, come through, Farrah. Girl, that was a moment.
Because she finally started to like stand up for herself. And I said, bitch, damn right. You better, don't you ever. Girl.
I love it. Anyway. I love it. So,
Pheromone, we love you.
We love her. Yeah. She's funny. She's so funny. So we're, whatever. They're doing choreo. They're doing the songstress thing. Should I share my screen so we can just chirp and burp their run? Do you want to chirp and burp their girl group looks or just the run?
Yes, girl.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to share a little screen. Did you notice that the pop song was so much shorter than the ballad song?
I felt that way too.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, here I guess that's just what happens. We got Crystal in her reflective
Crystal,
Brooklyn Heights.
Like, she was in the middle as she should have been because she looked like the star.
Damn, that body, those hips, it's all right. Hers is a chirp. Her, it's just a bodysuit, but goddamn, that's a hot bodysuit.
I love that she was in human hair too. Look, I really didn't mind Charity Case.
Yeah, me neither.
But the whole, like, this is, first of all, none of your other sisters had nothing else silver for you to wear.
Agree. Cause you're tiny. You can fit, come on.
Anything. Now, one of my friends said this point last night when we were watching the episode, he goes, don't y'all have a wall full of fabric? I said two things.
Yep.
One, silver might not be on the wall. And two, if you're trying to like write, learn your choreography, get all of that stuff done, there really might have not been time to like sew something. But I mean, I do agree, like, there should have been something else. Like, because here you go. If you're going to be the one, the standout moment, then it should be the grand dame. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But she's just given, you know, her little spooky-ooky kooky, which I think she does well. And I think her drag is really versatile. I really love how I'm happy with it.
Yeah. She really is, like, I really, like, I think even the silhouette, like what she wore, the styling of the costume, the whole like halter top and then like the little short shirt. I think it was cute. It was just too blue. Like she should have spray painted it white. I do agree. Like, baby, you need to do whatever. This is Drag Race. Like, stop playing with it. Stop playing. Yeah. Drag Race is out here launching careers. A-list celebrities are watching Drag Race, stealing our looks, our charisma, our language, our everything. Fuck. Baby, you need to bring it.
Yep.
So it was cute.
It's a chirp. Her look is a chirp.
It was a chirp.
Kitty is a star.
But she is a star. I'm not living for the hair.
The look just isn't great. Big.
The look was not great. Okay. No. The top looked. It looked cheap. You know what I mean?
You have
all of these ostrich feathers at the bottom and like it's lightly rhinestoned.
Right.
Like that thing should have been encrusted.
Right. It's just too much nudeness kind of peeking around.
And she's too pink for that dark nude.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or it's ashy.
Yeah, something's
one
not
of the
right.
colors. I'm not living.
You gotta give it a little burp. The her star, like outshines
there you go.
It.
There you go. But the reality is, if I'm paying for the show, baby, I want the full show.
Right. 100%. Ooh, that jump and split that Crystal gives. That's good. That's good. And
we know she's going to do them. I'm like, I want something else now because I feel like you're doing all your stunts.
Right. It's going to be hard to keep it coming because, and Scarlett looked good too, by the way. But she was, of course,
Who?
She was Miss Scarlett.
Did not live for the.
You didn't love the look, and she also fucked up her words. You didn't love it, no. I mean, she's kind of giving Demi Moore in drag to me. Like she looks very that.
I feel like the bang should have been a little shorter, so it could have opened up her forehead just a little bit more. Like it was just too low.
She is relying. She doesn't do quite enough. Her makeup is pretty pulled back. Yeah. Where it's like, I think we could more. Stop relying on your tiny face. So now.
Like, here you go. Looking at Miss Ella Fitzgerald. What's her name?
Miss Ella Vidae and Pick and Mix.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. I'm not mad at the big titties. I'm not even mad at the whole look. The only thing that offends me with this is that she's in this gross big pink wig.
Yeah.
It does nothing for the look. It's like, no. I'm doing drag, so here's a big wig.
It is just a drag wig. And once again, it is like a, it's like a, if you go to Halloween Spirit and they're like, we have a Troxy Mattel, we have a knockoff look.
Very.
Yeah.
Miss Vanity is giving me Coco Montrese, the house down.
Yeah.
And this girl group, does she not look like Coco Montrese?
She does look like Coco.
And Coco Montrese, actually, on that same episode where she goes, I'm not joking, bitch. That's what she's giving me. Because she has that same like shoulder pad thing on where she was cussing out Miss Serena Cha-Cha.
Yes. Telling the other girls, I can't believe I won the comedy challenge. And you're Jinx in Alaska. You're the funny girls, but I won the comedy challenge.
And we call that cunt.
And that's cunt. the episode you're talking about is when she's screaming, don't try it, little girl.
Yes,
love.
Girl.
Love that shit. But yeah, she's serving pussy. She looks so good.
Can we talk about who is don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm an immigrant.
Oh, Chorisa May is a genius.
Baby, I thought her verse was
awesome.
Okay, it was so good. And RuPaul was done. But she was like, uno, dos, tres, cuando, it was so good, baby.
When she was talking about tarantulas and pussy and her big dick energy, she said, I might be thick, but so is my BDE. Love it.
He looks like he got a fat one, girl.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's sometimes it's the ones who chode. may not be like gorgeous yeah. in the face, but they got dick for days, girl. Now, I'm not saying this about Miss Chorizo, but what I am saying is sometimes those are the men that you like, I would never tell my friends about this, or I would never speak to you in public. But baby. Yeah.
I had one of those.
Girl, just they sent you a photo and you was like,
when you're a star okay, below the waist.
Right, okay. Just cut the lights out.
Cut the lights out and start that pussy fire.
Can we talk about what RuPaul was wearing?
Yes. Oh, yeah, because she has kind of like this pink overall.
It looks like she stole it from Jan Spore.
Yes, it is a bit Jan Spore. It is very girl group. Looks like she's trying to honor the girl group moment. It was cute. It wasn't my favorite Ru thing, but it was cute.
I felt like the budget was cut this week.
Maybe. I think she was trying to honor the girl group thing, but I know
you. I want more rhinestones. Like, all I see is big, chunky rhinestones.
It is that thing where it feels sparse, not purposeful, you know? That is.
You know how we read the girls for like having chunky rhinestones on a bodysuit? And uh-huh. that's what I just feel. I'm like, I want the small ones to detail the mm-hmm. little.
Mm hmm. Yeah,
the hair is raw.
It's cute. I can't remember the last time.
Where your arrow is, can you bring it up a little bit to where her hair is right there? Do you see, is that makeup on that white wig? That's why it's like a darker shade right there.
Ooh.
No, you're too high. Oh, look right
here. Oh, shit. I think you clocked it. There's ooh, some makeup yeah. rub
it's
off.
It must be.
Damn, you're good.
Girl, because sometimes you look at shit like that, like, how is she in a white wig and ain't got no transference?
Oh. Yeah, you're right. The rhinestones are just kind of...
I just want more.
Looks a little bit that like that Infinity Glove from the Marvel movie. It's just a little sparse.
Right. I also feel like that thick strap makes her look top heavy, but then when you look at her boobs, you're like, but where are they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Miss Ru.
Maybe it should hit her off the shoulder. She loves on the shoulder. I think off the shoulder makes she look dainty and petite, but you know.
Yeah, teeny tiny.
She's 60 something.
She's just cashing checks at this point.
Yeah, girl. You know, she just show up. Raven, yeah. Do my makeup, bitch.
Do my makeup. I'll talk to the judges, and no matter what they say, I'll go, what?
Like, yeah, bitch. You can always tell, bitch. You can tell. She's acting, girl.
And River was also cute. And now we got our runway. We're gonna chirp and burp. But first, silence. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bring back my break.
Bring back my break. We got Night of a Thousand Spice Girls. Ooh, who would... No Poshes to be seen. Shade. What would you have done for Night of a Thousand Spice Girls?
I would have honored the only Black girl in the group. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I would have took like one of her looks and just made it shy effing enormous. I think I would have did a combination. Like, I really like where Charity Case went. So I like that element. I just, the face mask for me was the only thing, but I do, like, I would have wanted something a little more Mugler inspired, for sure, leopard print, maybe took some inspiration from the one and only Jungle Rockety Kitty Kitty Tata, Miss Bibi Zaharbane herself.
Yeah, you know, you're a pussy bitch. Yes. You know,
very that girl, and gave Scarina.
Scarina. Scarina. Clearly, she was a popular choice this runway. I might have done a Posh Spice thing, but tried
Nobody did Posh.
They didn't. Which I get, right? Because, right, she's tiny black dress. But maybe there's a way to do black dress under a black dress under a black dress under a black dress. Maybe that could have been a gag.
That's kind. That's very, you know? Very kind. I maybe. Will say this. Can we just fast forward ahead? I was upset with Vanity.
Oh, baby.
I was upset. I said... You are the one Black girl.
I know.
And you don't do the Black girl. The one, look, you are the one Black girl on Drag Race UK. And you don't do the one Black girl in the most iconic girl group next to Destiny's Child. Like, you, what? I wanted to
cuss
her
out. It was kind of like Scary Spice adopted a child, moved to the suburbs, kind of. That was the
vibe. It was very Scary Spice. No, it was... Baby Spice adopted a child and so, oh, mommy, I'm going to be your friend for dress up. That's what it was. That wig, baby, don't tell me that you couldn't get somebody to make your hair. You should have taken 18 of them Afro wigs, made one. That's what I'm saying. Girl, I'm mad. Oh, I'm mad.
She's mad. And just make sure it's not your pussy. As long as it's not your pussy, the pussy heat rising, girl, then we'll be fine.
Girl.
So we have Miss Crystal Versace coming down in her snow powder baby spice. Is this a chirp or a burp, ma'am? What do you think?
It's a clean chirp.
It's and even baby was like, that might be better than the coat I had. That looks like it costs more. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. You can't, you gotta love
it. It's clean. Like, just it's clean. Not for me. If you didn't know that it was Baby Spice, like, you would go, it's a great look. It's clean. It's not like, wow. Yes. But not it's clean.
Yeah. It's cute. It's, you know, she's still, she's not.
She did
she's
the job. I fulfilled the assignment.
She fulfilled the assignment. The boots are cute. Everything's cute. Okay. Yeah, it's a chirp. We can't hate it. Okay. Miss Charity Case. This is amazing.
Baby. And did you catch the walk?
Yes,
baby. It was the walk for me, baby. It was so kind.
Cause she's serving like cougar pimp, and I am living. This is one of the most beautiful things that's ever come down the runway. I love it. It's weird. It's different. The way the diamonds contrast with the leopard. Come on.
It was kind.
Yeah, it is. This is my favorite. It's a caca. This is my favorite of the week. It's just, I guess you would say it's not Mel B, but yes, it is. To me,
Mel B, like, I do agree. Like, maybe I think Mel B would completely wear it. Maybe without a complete, like, face of a lion. I could even see Mel B, like, if that little face piece was like a masquerade, like on a mask that you could hold on a stick type of thing and like put it in front of your face and take it. I feel like Mel B would do that for sure.
It reminds me a little bit of your Puss in Boots, even from All Stars 4. I mean,
very cunt. Very cunt.
It's cunt.
I didn't think, never mind, we won't jump ahead.
Okay, we'll keep going. This is a chirp. That is obvious. Next, we get Kitty Scott Claus giving Baby Spice from 2019 to 2019 tour, apparently. What'd you think of this one?
I was not impressed.
Wasn't great.
It didn't do anything for me. The shoes were gross. the hair was very flat.
Yeah.
Once again. But apparently it was a Baby Spice look.
Yeah. It's
if you look at this one next to Crystal's, you're right. Like, you're not in the same
right
band.
That's not. No, it's
it's very great. Drag brunch.
It's very drag brunch. And
we're not hating on brunch.
No, we're not hating on brunch, but.
But brunch and this is a once in an opportunity lifetime. I mean, here you go. Now, Miss Kitty, she probably felt amazing. We do know that Baby Spice did love the look. She did give her a compliment. She got to meet her idol for all of those reasons.
Right.
Cute for you, but when it comes to the competition,
yeah, she's relying on her charisma quite a bit.
Yeah, because these looks, like even her entrance look, I really want to make a commentary show, but maybe not.
Talk to me.
I feel like she's too top heavy.
Yeah,
and she doesn't put enough on the bottom. So
I said something similar. Yeah.
I feel like too. I also don't think that if she, because I don't think she wears hips, or if she does, they're like very small. Mm-hmm. I feel that she should take out her boobs and just corset and wear her natural chest. Mm. And I feel like the proportions will make sense.
That's a good idea. Like, that is at least some versatility. Play with it. Try it.
I didn't live, though. The hair was... No, the shoe... I just didn't.
Yeah, I guess I'll burp it. It's not great. It's a burp. And they didn't even clock it, really, which is surprising. They weren't like, come on, you can do better than this. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is Drag Race season. I'm sorry.
800.
Girl. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I was not living. Send her home just for this reason.
Yeah. We're talking about Miss Scarlet Harlot on the runway giving you a leopard coat and then a green dress. That's kind of the look. That's it. I mean,
I'm sorry. If she was not in the lineup.
Right.
If they were not in the lineup for Drag Race and we knew that this was a Drag Race runway.
Right.
She is serving the Nanny McPhee, the Nanny McFan.
She is giving the Nanny McFran.
She looks like Fran Drescher.
She does. Oh my Holy gosh. Shit. Oh my
she God. Is not that, like, what about that looks like Scary Spice? Nothing.
Nothing. And I mean, and the coat is just a coat, and the boots are just boots.
And then the jewelry? Like, girl, why are you in high pageant jewelry with a what?
Yeah, no. I gotta boot this. This is goofy. It's just a couple pieces put together and yeah, no, it's goofy. It's goofy. It's a burp. And her makeup isn't enough. She needs to put more makeup on her face. Yep. Okay. Now we have Ella Vidae leaning into Sporty Spice. Smart choice. It's a smart choice for this strong lady to lean into Sporty Spice. Mo is silent.
I feel like there is a way to bring in masculine energy into drag and then still, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't feel like she did that. I also feel like there is a way to bring in butch athletic, let's say athletic women's energy.
Uh-huh.
And baby, this is not giving me Peloton.
you're not getting
this is not giving me Peloton. This is not giving me Beachbody. This is not giving me, like, you know, Project Poolside. We need to be. It's not giving that. She looks like she's about to be some knockoff Avenger.
Yeah. You're not getting the biggest loser Jillian Michaels fantasy you were hoping for.
You know what I mean? Here you go. I feel like Sporty Spice is just more like, than just a halter top and like, you know what I mean? I feel like you could have made Sporty Spice look like Sporty Spice in 2021. What do girls who wear athleisure look like?
Right.
And then make that worthy for the stage.
Right.
Like, so, you're doing push-ups. So I've never seen Sporty Spice do a push-up, but I don't really follow their career like that. But
sure.
You're you're channeling Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
She is PlayStationing about the stage. Okay. We'll burp it. It's pretty goofy. She used her strength literally to her advantage, but it's goofy. Okay.
Ooh, okay, now, no, ma'am. Miss River, send River it back home. Ginger River. Spice was the girl that made my dick tingle, okay? And I
agree.
Am a homosexual, okay?
Agree.
Where
because
are
she
the
was,
titties?
I, the tits.
Bitch, I watched the Spice Girl movie just to see the titties.
The tits and these suspicious flat clogs are no.
And the body.
Yeah,
it's not giving me body. It's just giving me wide hips.
I like the face and hair. I think that is
the hair was cunt. The makeup was not Ginger, but
yeah.
Where are the titties?
This is crazy. I was like, oh, she's in the bottom. Like, she should have been in the bottom. Honestly, the honest bottom should have been her and Vanity, honestly. Just if we're looking at the runway, but I guess we're not. This is a burp. This is crazy.
Crazy.
This isn't right. And
you're wearing
not
a
okay.
black and red shoe? A black and red shoe?
No.
Black?
No. What in the Sunday tap rehearsal is that shoe?
Girl, send it back.
That's bad. Okay, we love her. Vanity Milan, we already
go
talked
home.
About, but...
How dare you disrespect our black queen this way? How dare you? How dare... The only black girl!
I know. Fuck. You know? Is the
I was
makeup
so mad,
suspicious?
Bitch. I'm so mad.
I know.
When the white bitches got bigger hair than you, that is an issue.
That's an issue. Damn it, Vanity. This is a burp. I think I like the makeup.
Can we say this? Because now, you know, now since we're watching it, does not Vanity look like a young Mayhem Miller?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get that.
And out of drag.
Yeah.
Does
I can
not.
See that.
Yeah, here you go. Does not. Who was the little Speedy Gonzalez drag queen that went home first or second on this season?
Oh, Miss Electrofence.
Does she not give you Morgan McMichael's energy?
Yes.
Baby, like put them on stage and hit play.
Put them together. Bad. Make them do something. It's a burp, unfortunately, gal. Chorizo. What does she want? And she's giving
Baby.
Us ginger.
Now, here you go. There ain't no titties in this, but the whole thing is so good.
Same. I was like, I would love titties, but work.
I
this
also
is
think
pretty.
That waist needs to be
pulled in. She needs to get pulled in a little bit. Yeah.
She's a little wide.
Yeah. Yeah. She was trying to breathe that day. And, you know, we should have pulled her in a little bit more. Yeah, I agree. And can we as the judges relax on the Spanish puns? Because, you know, we love her. We just don't want her to be put in a box as just the Spanish queen. She's fierce. You know, let her live her life.
I agree.
That part. So, OK, they pick and mix wins. This to me feels like a little stunty. I'll just say that it's a little stunty for pick and mix to win. But whatever.
What?
No, what I mean is that I think they should have done individual wins and loses. Like,
I
love
wait
it.
A minute.
Disagree with
headphones.
Me. Disagree with
out.
Me.
I'm so upset. Both of my headphones fell out. I'm so upset. So
please
upset,
disagree
bro.
With me. Please. I just love them, but I was like, are we not going to at least say, hey, real quick, River and Vanity, get your runway together. Goodbye.
Yeah, but in a group challenge, it's a group.
Okay. Work. I love it. Look, I think it's fun to shake up the competition for four people to get a repeater badge. I just wonder if they could have been like, I just think the runways didn't count. I
but
guess.
I think the runways are kept like really holding the girls less and less.
They really are.
I think the runway, like, if this was a pageant and we were doing, like, numbers, like, the talent number was this, solo talent is this many points, evening wear or, like, runway is this many points. Mm-hmm. I really think, like, runways are, like, 1 out of 5. And then everything else is, like, way bigger.
Yeah. It seems so. It seems so. I used to remember it being more of the score, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the bottom line is it's a TV show. It's fun to watch.
Right.
I'm here for it all. I'm also here for Rue's advice. I love that they're like, stop beating yourself up, Scarlett. Look, when you hit a wall, it's an opportunity to be reborn and have fun with it. That's good advice.
Yeah, that's cute and all. But the reality, like, that's cute and don't beat yourself. That's advice you can take for life. She wasn't beating herself up because she messed up in life. Mm-hmm. She was beating herself up because that one mess up can send you home from the opportunity. So there is no like, oh, you hit a wall. And baby, unless they invite you back, and as of right now, there's nothing to be invited back to. This was your one and done. So let's stop the whole girl.
Yeah.
To me, that felt like production. That felt very like, oh, here's a white girl that might get saved, y'all.
Yep. Which pretty much leads us, look, we got our untucked drama. We know who the bottom is. Like, everyone did so good in the challenge that the bottom is pretty clear. Like, do you think they would have ever put Kitty in the bottom? No.
Who's Kitty? Which one is Kitty?
Kitty is our baby Spice with the outfit we didn't love quite as much.
I felt truthfully, Kitty was the star out of that group.
She was fantastic. She was fantastic. So it's obvious that we're going to put Miss Crystal and Charity. I'm not Crystal. Miss Scarlett and Charity in the bottom. That's just what's going to happen. Which, you know, happens. There's some untucked drama. Chorisa. My favorite part was just when the girls were like, Chorisa was like, hey, do you guys don't think I'm competition, do you? And someone was like, I'm sorry I didn't pick you. And Chorisa fires back with, I'm quite glad you didn't.
Baby, when she said that to Miss Macaulay Culkin, I died, girl. Baby, that was the biggest piece of shade.
That was good shade. That
she is good. She is good. Okay. The little Latin one, she says, I got pain and trauma that has made me a comedian, baby. All right.
That she's good on a, she can hit you back. So we have our bottom two. Let's get to it. They do Who Do You Think You Are from the Spice Girls. What did you think of this performance?
Baby, the performance was not, I was waiting. I was like, when does it start? I was just like,
you were still at the bar getting your drink. You were like, wait.
And the song is on. Is anybody on stage? Girl, because no shade, Miss Charity Case did not like kicking into overdrive until like the last minute of the song.
I did feel like Charity
she
won
did
it.
More on stage on the floor than she did standing up.
Damn. Yeah. I did feel like she won it, though. I was like, Charity won this.
No, she did. She clearly did. Yeah. But it was boring. And I truthfully, it should have been a double elimination.
Ooh, you said you had enough.
Not like Charity. Yeah, she's cute. She's a little spooky one, you know, for the little spooky, quirky little people spooky out there.
Cookies.
No, don't send my person home.
Right. But the lip this was sync, both of that. It was a don't send my person home for two people, quite frankly.
It was so not given. Like in the lip sync, Miss Macaulay Culkin was, I was like, baby, I would never pay to go to a show. It wasn't good.
I was shocked. And I was shocked she didn't rip her dress off at some point. Her jacket off, something.
Here you go. Now, y'all know I grew up in church, so there's a whole lot of music that I don't know. But I do know that the Spice Girls were like everything over there. And you cannot tell me you didn't know that song. You didn't know the beats, the pops, the drops, the this, the that. And you didn't give me nothing.
Especially because the syncopation is like, groove it, groove it. Like, you got to do something
baby,
a little snappier.
It's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and
Because you can hit us with the classic bam, bam,
The Alyssa Edwards. Okay, Alyssa Edwards is a full trained dancer, but when you watch Alyssa, she doesn't do all of the technical stuff. She does big movements that hit the, like, when you know what I mean, like that's.
Hit, if hit you're not the a beat dancer, at the right moment.
Just let it be theatrical. Boom, 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 and dun 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 dun. I was not living. Now here you go. Miss Charity Case did try to give him. Now you know she got two left feet, and she really did try to give.
She gave some comedy.
Well, before she even started giving comedy, when she got to the shaking, bro, she did start to hit a little like
she
one and
beats.
Two and three and four. She really did try. She learned it. She saw that wasn't her good thing. And then she got on the floor and she spooked the hell out of the judges. That's what you do.
Yeah. And she used her makeup, used her face.
She also ran over as if she knew she won that lip sync and she was sending that girl home.
She sure did. She sure did, because Scarlett wasted about 30 seconds doing this little, like, napkin gag where I was like, can you please give us your face?
That alone, for me, like, here you go. I'm not going to lie. There are times when you perform and you, like, the girl is giving it and you just, like, kind of forget. Mm-hmm. But not on Drag Race.
This was not
like, this is your opportunity to stay and you're napkining, you're fanning the other girl. And it wasn't like, the words were saying, like, bitch, I'm better than you, that. So therefore, you're, like, petting her like you're such a little kid. Like, Nicki Minaj goes, I claim you hoes as a dependent because I mothered you hoes in this business. That's, you know what I mean? Like, the lyrics were not given that for you to be patting the girl on her head. Like,
yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
It wasn't any of that. It was weird.
The caucasity and then both of them get to stay. I said,
Damn.
What is it about this little square jaw Macaulay Culkin bitch that is gagging the, like, what is it?
They just said, look, we sent home Victoria. We have a double save in us.
For what?
It felt like we pulled the drawstring way too soon on this.
Charity ate her up by laying on the floor. First of all, like, if we just jump back to that, like, when the first eight count of the chorus came out, y'all look at the video, Charity hits it, and then Miss Macaulay Culkin looks over and see that the bitch is working, and then she starts to put in work, right?
That part.
Boom. Charity was giving it, then she said, I'm not a dancer. She recognized that Macaulay Culkin was, like, trying to follow her, this and that, and then she gets on the floor.
Yeah.
And then wears you hoes out. If a bitch gets on the floor and does nothing and wears you out, hang it up. hang it up. Flat screen, baby. Hang it up. The girl did nothing and she ate you up by laying on the floor. Bitch, that is the new death drop.
That is the
new death drop. Bitch, if I can lay on this floor and serve more in facial expressions than you are doing standing up, hang it up.
You can catch some UV rays and save yourself from elimination.
Hang it up.
That's a new park and bark. I can't. And this, unfortunately, you've been a part of double Shantae's that were gaggy and deserved and exciting. This wasn't. There was no part of me going, yes. I was just like, oh, really? Really? Okay, whatever. But, you know, they both stay and, you know, let me be a devil's advocate to my own point of view and just say everyone did pretty good in the girl group challenge. So I guess if production wants to keep them around, work.
Cute. I mean, look, I get it. I get it. I get the fuck up. Like, when you don't know your words, you mess up. You are beating yourself up because you're like, please let them have mercy on me and not send me home. Boom. You were in the bottom.
Right.
Okay. Now it's my chance to turn it out. You didn't turn it.
Yeah, no, she didn't. She didn't. And,
you know what I mean? And I feel like white girls kind of get a grace for not being, like, known as being a dancing people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless you're a LaGanja, a Brooklyn Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I've seen Blue Hydrangea on a YouTube video windmill these hoes down.
Okay, I love that.
So we can't even say that it's just, but I feel like they get a slide. Like, I got two left feet, so.
They get a huge pass. Here's the tea.
White queens are able to be seen as so many kinds of queens. Oh, I'm a look queen. I'm a comedy queen. I'm a this queen. But if you're a queen of color and, let's be honest, a black queen, they're like, so you can dance, right? So you dance, right? So dance. So you can dance. So queens of color and usually black queens are treated as one kind of queen. And that is what? Racism.
Mm-hmm. It surely is. It's exhausting. It's sad, girl.
It's exhausting.
It's so sad. Because you're like, really girl, did they really? No. Like, what did she do? Like, oh, it's not her time to go home. None of her looks have ever, like, outside of the one where she made that the dress was too short. First of all, since when do full-length dresses not have to touch the floor and you still get to stay? When does that ever happen?
What? I'm telling you, the rules have changed. Drag Race is just changing their mind on the runway counting. They've changed their mind.
This is the other thing that made me a little, like, I didn't get. They praised Miss Macaulay Culkin for the dress not hitting the floor. It was cute. It was basic, but it was a wool piece of fabric, tube dress with a mermaid bottom. Chorizo has the same thing, not off the shoulder, and she's in the bottom, or she's the bottom three. Makes no sense.
It's, you know, they like them thin. If nothing else, you better be thin, because my
thin
God,
thin and
they
white
love
with
that.
A hard jaw.
Damn, you said it. You said it. And
well, she
Alan
even
Carr.
Said it. She said it. She said it, girl. We just and, repeating the words she said back. Blame it on the edit.
Blame it on the edit. Oh. New Rue single. Alan Carr, I also love when Alan Carr was like, you said you couldn't find silver, but you managed to turn yourself into a 6-foot tiger. Come on now. Come on now. I mean, you figured that out. You can put a piece of silver on your skirt. Come on.
No, I was very looking at him when he said that, and he was like, oh, you couldn't find silver, but you made. Yes, bitch, because I brought. This was one of the categories. Like, stop playing with me. You don't know. This is what they tell you. They tell you to bring extra shit because you might have to do extra. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, how am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know that, oh, everybody else in the group is going to have silver? Well, wait a minute, bitch. What if y'all didn't have silver spray paint? Now, I'm one to say spray paint the bitch if you got it. If they had white, it should have been spray painted white. However, the point is, that line doesn't work because we didn't know that we were going to have this challenge. We knew what the runway was going to be.
Damn, but, Mo. I mean, you just, I know it's Friday, but you took us to church. You took us
no
all
church,
to church,
girl. We don't need to go to church to hear truth. Okay, God speaks to us. Anywhere and everywhere, okay?
Oh, Mo, you're amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. How can we support you? Remind us of the amazing shit you're doing and where we can support you.
Oh my gosh. Well, my lovely family, my legendary children that are out here listening, please support me by one, following me on Instagram, not so much Facebook. Please support me and follow me also at 1-800-MO-BEAUTY. That's my skincare rejuvenating face mask. Please purchase them. Please watch my new series with Amazon Music called The Walk-In, where we've had special guests like Lil Nas X, a beautiful female singer named Jax, who is a TikTok star that because of her TikTok, she landed a record deal with Atlantic. And the fabulous group, the Midland, girl. There are some fine country little white boys.
God damn it. I'm going to start looking up Midland nudes now. You've like messed me up. I don't know. What?
You know some woman has posted it, okay?
Damn it. I'm going to find it. Mo, you are so fun and funny. Your empire's growing. I love to see it every day. Thank you for coming by to Chit Chat. We'll post all these links in the pod description so you can easily find them. Anything else before we say ta-ta?
No, just tell the kids not to be offended at factual opinions, but they are opinions. And if you're mad, tell it to Jesus because I don't care.
Pray on it. Pray on it because you need to be saved. Because
it was factual, bitch. Okay, now bye.
Till next time. Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
was a HeadGum Original.